Blog Talk Radio.
We separate ourselves from the mother. Barbers think they sweet in these CO streets. Come on, suckers. Man, your razor game's weak. I shouldn't see blood trickling down his cheek. 3719 South High Street. Come get your head right. These barbers are trying to eat. Just ask the cop when you call the shop. We get all the kids fresh, even mom and pop. How much they charge for that cut? A quarter? Man, your barber better off with Mickey D's taking orders. Old school, new school, need a cut, yo. No burn, baby, burn, we got that cool touch, bro. Let me tighten up that hawk and shape up the throw. One of the coldest in the O. In case you didn't know, here we go. Tonsorial artiste in the place. Messing with them butchers, it ain't safe. They'll make your skin chase. Rashes on the masses, bumps from dirty razors. Man, them clients hate ya. Cool Rizzy blaze heads, snuff said. Barber's mad cause they fake game's dead. I got one in the chair, but you next in line. Man, I cut the whole city, I'm out here on my grind. And I'm one of O State's finest. You rewind this, BZ's behind this.
BZ, get cut. Southside, get right. CO.
Welcome to the Barberzone Blog Talk Radio Show and to the Barberzone with your host, your man, Chavez Moment, coming live right here from the Barberzone Barber Studio, 3719 South High Street on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. Y'all, welcome to another show. We're back. We're back officially. We've been gone away for a while. New shop, new remodeling and everything, a lot going on here, so we're back, praise God, back on the air once again. So we've been missed a lot. Thank you guys, appreciate all the love, all the emails, the texts, the calls. You know, come back with the show, man. I missed the show. All the beautiful things you guys say about the show, man. It just, you know, keeps us encouraged around here, keeps us moving, so we're back on the air. So, let's say again, welcome. Barberzone Blog Talk Radio Show. If you want to tap into the topic today, the number is 347-637-3850. Or you can check us out on the official Barberzone website, which is barberzone.org. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Become a friend and fan of the show at blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. So, you know, before we go on any further, we're going to let y'all know what the topic of the show today is. It's just, he did it, not me. You know, a lot's been going on here in the Barberzone, and, you know, our faithful listeners and individuals that we talk to know that we pray for God to increase our territory. And he's done that. I didn't do it. I didn't open a new shop. He did it. So with us being gone away for a little bit, the first show officially back, this is what we had to talk about. How God has blessed us so we can bless everybody else. So this show is a testimonial show. Everybody out there, it doesn't matter if you're a seasoned barber, a rookie, stylist, whatever profession you're in, this show is for everybody. How is God blessed, sustain, or increase your business? All right, y'all, I mean, that shouldn't be hard, you know. Let's see what we can do. But first of all, before we get started, y'all know how we start the show off, before we go into any of this. Yeah, no, we got to start it off by giving them, you know, them shout-outs, them thank yous, them appreciation, those prayers. So Father, for another day, another opportunity. Father, thank you for your power, your grace, you being so wonderful. Father, the things you do for us, we don't even deserve. So we take the time to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be in the position that we have. Thank you for allowing us to have the businesses that we have. Because we know, Father, with your power and your grace and your mercy, we can conquer anything. And as we go on this faith walk, Father, just show us the path that we need to go down. But let us know that the path that we're going down is not going to be paved with gold. There's going to be some coal and some stones along the way. But Father, give us the faith in you, in your enormous power, that we can get over any hump that you put in front of us. Because we know that you just gave it to us just to see how we were going to handle it. And anything that you put in front of us is to make us better and make us turn towards you. So as we continue here in the Barber Zone, Father, we just say thank you for all that you've done for us in this past year, that we may be better to everybody that we get in contact with from here on. Father, thank you for increasing my team. They're not my staff, they're my team. We're in this together. You know we're going to struggle. You know we may have some problems. But Father, as long as we're able to turn to you and say, Father, guide us, and Father, forgive us when we're wrong, we'll be all right. So all these blessings we ask in your name, we say thank you. And that this show may be used as a vehicle of positive upliftment in somebody's box. It may not be their business, but it may be their soul. So as we go on, Father, we do this in your name. Amen. All right, y'all. Let's get into the show. You know, you just gotta take some time out to say thank you. Y'all know how it is. Without him, there is no us. Y'all know how it goes. So we just had some computer problems. The computer went down, but that's not going to stop us. We're going to keep on going. So if you're holding on the line, I still got you. I just can't see you right now. I got to boost the computer back up, but we're still here on the line, right here with Barber Zone Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. You know, we've had some phone problems with the Blog Talk service, so got to wait for them to get back up, and I can get you guys on the air. We don't want to miss your testimonies, because that's exactly what it is. God blesses us so we can be examples of how positive and how wonderful and how forgiving and how sustaining he is. Because we don't do this ourselves. Y'all better know that. And everything that happens is because he allows it to happen. So we can be better examples of what good Christians look like. Y'all, it's not going to be easy. Lord knows it's not going to be easy. But a faithful and a positive and a God walk is not going to be easy. There's going to be people down the road that's going to hate you, that's not going to like you for the good works that you're doing. But y'all got to remember something. Remember this, they hated Jesus, the only perfect person to live and walk this earth. So if you think you're better than Jesus Christ, something's wrong with you. Just know, when they hate on you, they see a great in you. Hey, that's a new one, man. I came up with a new one. When they hate on you, they see the great in you, because they have to appreciate the God in you, the goodness in you, in order to form an opinion to not like you. And that's not, they don't like you, they don't like what they don't see in itself that you have. So, y'all, as we go on, just know, everything that we do is because of him, it's not because of us. If you've been able to see the if you've been able to see the shop if you're in Columbus. Y'all know, man, this is the biggest shop I've ever seen. And it's a barber shop. Hey, I had a vision of a big shop, but I never had a vision like that. Coming like this. So y'all just know that when you do the things that God asked you, not that I always do them, and maybe this will, I notice some things that I don't do, but I try my best to listen to that voice that he puts in us, that Holy Spirit that's down in your soul, that when you're making those moves, you know that you're doing the right thing, and you know when you're doing the wrong thing. So y'all hear me say, I'm just walking in my blessing. That's all this is. This is just a blessing faith walk. That's all it is. Having the faith in God to just go ahead and go forward. When you don't see, you don't even see the end. You just have a vision. Just know, he's already got it worked out for you. You just got to take them steps. All you got to do is take one. He'll take the rest of them. Knock on the door, and he'll open it. Y'all know that's how it goes. It's that simple. And then you sit back and you wonder, and you sit in amazement like, wow, I'm the owner of this. My business has increased this percentage. I've got more employees. I'm now able to brand myself. All those things, man, and you just sit back and like, wow. And all you can say is how good God is. I mean, that's all you can say. Y'all, I'm gonna get into y'all testimonies here in a second. I'm getting my studio screen back up. So I see we got a couple callers here on the show. Appreciate you holding. We'll get to you here in a second. Again, this is Barberzone Radio. Enter the Barberzone here on Blog Talk Radio. Number 347-637-3850. If you'd like to share your testimony here on how God has increased, sustained, or maintained your business, press 1. That lets me know you have something to say. So, we're going to get on to the phone lines here. Got a caller here from the 614. Welcome to Barberzone Radio. Who we have on the line with us today?
It's Chris Burke, man. What's happening?
Mr. Burke, what's going on, sir? I'm getting the screen back up, so I just saw the 614. I didn't get to see it holding up. I see it now. What's going on, good brother?
It's your boy.
Welcome, good brother.
Hey,
I haven't talked to y'all since the good brother's been by the shop and presented me with the award. So, like the first, or have you been on the show since then, Chris?
Since I brought it down to you, or been on the show since we did it? I've been on the show since we did it. I think we did it in January, the first week of the year. But I was waiting for your shop to open up so that we can put it on your wall. So I think it was 2 weeks ago, a week and a half, something like that, when I brought it down.
Big ups to Chris Burke, man, and Rhonda and everybody, and for coming. And we talked about it before, presenting me with the Jonathan Award. Y'all, that's you know, you get recognized in different ways and in different areas, but to be recognized by one, your fellow colleagues in the hair industry, fellow Christians, and to be given an award for what I ain't gonna call it an award, just recognition of, you know, how God works in my life, man. I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all. I mean, it's, you know, it's when you do things that you're commanded and that you're charged to do, you don't look for recognition. You don't look for awards. You don't look for accolades. You just want you know, God to be happy on your service, on what you're doing. So, Chris, for y'all to even take the time out to even recognize me, man, I want to say thank y'all, man, and thank you for the God in y'all. So, y'all, keep doing what y'all doing. Yeah. Mark, you still with me? Chris. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Bert, are you still with us here on the line? Hello? Chris?
All right, y'all. Sorry, we had some problems here. Let's see. Chris, can you hear me? All right, y'all. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting some type of message on me. I don't know. I don't know if the phone lines are. Let's see. All right. Looks like we got some type of technical problems going on here. Let me see if I can get Chris back here on the line. Hey, y'all, bear with me. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know when we trying to do something positive and trying to do something to glorify God, the devil always tries to step his hand in there. So let's see. Let's keep it moving. So let's see.
We on?
Bert, can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir. I got
you. All right,
you.
All right.
You got me?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man.
I don't know what happened. I'm getting some type of message up here talking about they're having problems with the phone line.
Right.
With the Blog Talk phone line, so I don't know what's going on here. But so
yeah,
I'm
I can hear you
here.
Fine, but you couldn't hear me. So I just called back
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what
so
I was
yeah,
saying was just introducing the people to the group, to the organization. It's a network of Christian Salon Professionals. It's a group that represents Christ in the hair and beauty industry. We have members who are barbers, beauticians, makeup artists, just everybody, nail techs, everybody who's doing everything under that hair and beauty umbrella. We came together to see what we can do to glorify God in our respective areas of the industry. And so we decided we would have a recognition like the Jonathan Award, where just like the scripture says, God looks throughout the earth trying to find those whose heart is inclined to him and the things that he's about. And so, in other words, we're just looking for people who represent Christ in the industry, and that's what we saw in you. So we wanted to make sure that we honored you the way that you're honoring him. So last week we came down, and I was working on that footage last night when I saw your topic for the show. I wanted to be able to post your movie, and I didn't get a chance to finish it. So, but you got a lot of good pictures online of the new spot, and I'm gonna make sure
yeah.
I get those in that a little video clip too.
I appreciate that, good brother. Appreciate that. Hey, now, go into. I want you to take a second here, and you know what the topic is. He did it, not me. Let the people know how God has either maintained, sustained, or increased your business.
Wow. God turned my whole business around, caused me to look at it completely differently. I mean, I was the average product of Ohio State Barber College, you know. I mean, what they teach you how to do in there, crack jokes, cut fades, kick it, party, all that kind of stuff. There was a stage in my life where I had to take a real good look at what I was doing. And instead of trying to cut everybody's hair and and be sweet. And really, I think what God tried to do is show me that I was promoting, you know, pride, ego, and all that kind of stuff. And he said if I could promote him in my business, then he would turn it completely around. The first thing I saw was I didn't have all that drama that a lot of people had in their chair.
Man, huh?
From one client to another. I mean, it was driving me crazy, you know. Either it was because of just, you know, things people were going through or things I was doing or saying, you know, maybe I was that guy in the shop that keeps it going, you know. But he took that out of me. And through life's experiences, I began to share what he was doing in my life with other people. And as long as I kept doing that, it just seemed that he was sending me new customers, new customers, new customers, new customers. The drama was leaving, but my whole entire clientele changed. And
oh yeah.
And so eventually I realized that, you know, like what we always say, you know, this life is not your own. This business is not your own. So I began to really focus on letting his light shine through me and through my business. And at that point, I mean, you know, I've been able to do a lot of things, you know, that weren't on the horizon for me probably before. You know, whether it's getting married, having my son and raising him, you know, raising him in a family setting. I mean, just, you know, being able to bless people. I mean, you know, you opened up huge doors for me being able to just give my skills away as a gift, you know, because I was about that greenery. For real. You know, I didn't pick it out without a fee on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I used to be that dude,
man.
That's a dollar. I'm just being honest. I used to be that dude. You sit down and you're like, can you comb it out? And something? I mean, like, comb it out for what? I mean, we ain't even, you know
how much
that
is. but see, Chris, that's how God allows us to grow in this industry and in our lives. Because you know, we all were like that when we first got it, you know, got behind a chair and got our license and, you know, everything. I need that money,
right.
I need that money.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But then once you grow older and a little wiser, you get to see, like grandmama told you, boy, I'm not always doing this for money, baby. You know,
we're
living off of God's blessings. You know,
right.
we do this for somebody, and then God gonna bless us down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we was
yeah.
young, you ain't understand that. Oh, grandma, no, you doing that? They should pay you, but no. See, but now you know. Give a little bit of your service, and God will give you a lot of His grace.
Right. And that's how it's been, man. It's the fuel that makes my business run. That relationship with Him. I mean, without it, my business fails. Bottom
your
line.
Life. Your life fails. Because what we're doing in the barbershop and in the beauty shop and a lot of these industries where we're working for ourselves, we're out here on faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you leave out that door and you head to the shop, you even though there may be people on your books or on your website lined up for appointments, you still going out there on faith that God has put it in you that they see positivity in you and your skills that they're coming to allow you to give them a service.
Right.
That's
and a lot of times it's not even really about a haircut, man. It's really not even about a haircut. I've been, like last week, probably about the last 10 days, guys have been orchestrating different things in the shop. You know, I might look at my schedule and say, well, shoot, I don't have to go until 2. That's cool. I'm going to chill out. And then somebody will call and be like, you know, can I get in before 12, and then the 2:00 wants to move into 11, and I'm like, oh, heck no, what am I doing this for? Only to go seriously though, only to go to work and find out that the person who is coming at 2, that comes early, is God's design plan for him to meet that person who's came in at 11. This happened like 4 times. In ways that either, you know, I've had an older woman come with a younger girl and just be able to impart wisdom into her while she was, you know, dealing with all this other crazy stuff in her life with this dude, you know, and all of a sudden she and I was talking, and then the older woman who came in just, boom, just laid it out for her. And I was like, that's why that happened. The other lady, they're in the same industry, and, you know, this woman, she's been, she had a stroke like 15 years ago, and she was on the hot track as an attorney. And, you know, she had a cancer surgery on her brain, and they accidentally cut her optical nerve and her auditory nerve. And so that really threw her back, man. And so she's been, you know, trying to battle that and different surgeries, trying to keep this, you know, get her hearing and her sight back, all the while, you know, being off of that track. Well, the lady who was coming in, she's like, I mean, top in the world in a particular field. In her, it's like she's like the vice president of intellectual marketing for the association that governs this with different countries and all this other kind of stuff. Anyway, but the girl, they had to hook up, and guess what? All these years she's been looking for a job. I'm like, that's why y'all are here. I said, because you're getting ready to go out on your own and do this, and the last conversation you had with me was that you didn't know where you would get help to do the things that you do, and this is what she's doing. Boom. There it is. Right. Guys doing that all the time, but we got to keep our eyes open. We got to keep our ears open in such a way that when we recognize it, we can do what our role is and connect it to people. And again, it had nothing to really do with a hair thing. They're just, the hair thing draws them in. But really, guys doing something else.
And you've heard me say it a couple times. Only in the barbershop or only in the salon does stuff like this happen. Only in the barber beauty shop does, you know, two people that would not have interacted no way in other part of society interact in the barber or beauty shop at that same given time to accomplish a goal that they both were seeking answers for.
Right.
Come on, man. Where else does that happen?
Right.
One needs an employee and one needs an employer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they don't know where they was going to go or where they was going to find that answer. But let me come and sit in this brother, or let me come and sit in this sister chair.
Right. And
we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
Man, it's been a couple weeks to that, man, up in my spot. So I just thank God for it, you know, on their behalf, because, you know, people's lives are changing because of it. So I'm just glad I can be a part of it.
Oh, man, awesome. But I can't even wait for, like, what's going to happen in 2012, man, this next year.
Right.
Dude.
You got a really nice spot, man. You got a really nice spot, and you're in, as far as the side of town that you're on, it's like the heartbeat of that side of town. And so he's going to use you to expose himself through you and through your business to, you know, to the lives of people that work for you, people that come in and get services from you and those operators. It's going to be huge what comes out of the Barber Zone Barber Studio. And it's not going to take forever for it to happen. You know, the wheels are moving, and they're moving faster and faster and faster. You will soon realize that you know, what we're talking about is right in front of you. It ain't no slow roll to it at all. You know, I mean, that's just what I'm sensing, man.
Wow. Yeah. Because, bro, yesterday, man, got to church yesterday, and it was where we had one of them services, bro, where pastor didn't even preach.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those where praise and worship got so good. But pastor didn't preach. And listen to this. And they didn't take offers.
Couldn't stop.
Man, just. When the youth choir started, it just couldn't stop and kept going. And do. And then, you know, Brother Daryl taught, you know, said everybody stand up so we can pray for our offering. Dude, they just kept singing old. They took it back to the old songs, right? And it just the spirit just kept going and going and going. And then, you know, young brother came up and pastor prayed for him, and then he was like, "Hey, no, the spirit's telling me we got to come back and get these young men. We got to get these brothers, but you know, there's too much going on in the street." All right.
Yeah.
All the young brothers. I need all the young brothers to come to the altar right now. We're praying for all the young men right now.
Wow.
And dude, service was and service was just awesome. It was just the whole just prayer service over the lives of black. I ain't gonna say black, just young men, period.
We
could be better examples of how God is working in. And this was even before I did my show. I mean, I had this show topic, you know, a couple weeks ago, but even before that, and I'll tell you, man, church was just so awesome. I mean, y'all, if y'all just listen to this show, don't really go to church or don't have a God walk, sometimes you don't even have to preach.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is just get in the building, and that it just touch your life more than any words can say.
Right.
That connection, that relationship right there, that's just, you know, more special than anything else. So, yeah, man, all that came, man. It was just beautiful yesterday. I mean, you know, I mess around, and we had a birthday dinner for my dad yesterday at 2. You know, when all this started, it was like 12, 15. I was like, okay, 12, 15, cool. I looked at my phone. I ain't gonna lie. Look. Bruh, after that, the pastor praying for everybody and everything, bruh, I looked up, it was 1:45.
Right.
I looked up, it was 1:45. Now, oh, man, that was just awesome. I mean, awesome. So, yeah. Man, I apologize. Let me see. I got people texting me and asking me what happened to the phone line. Y'all, I apologize. I don't know. The little thing keep blinking. So if you can't get through, I apologize. And if you can, the number 347-637-3850. If you want to listen to the show, check us out online. You can hit us at barberzone.org. Just click Barberzone Radio. It'll take you to bring you right to the show. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. So if you miss us, you can come back and get us later. So we got my man Chris Burke here on the line, and you know, we're just talking about, you know, the things that are happening in our businesses, in our lives, and the goodness of God who makes all this thing, everything happen, who sustains us once we get those businesses, who increases our knowledge once we, you know, once we go to these classes and things, that knowledge that we get, that we're able to bring it back to our people. And it's not always just hair knowledge. It's
right.
Knowledge and examples of life. So that's what we're talking about, Charles. So if you're online or whatever and you tapped in, call us on your phone, 347-637-3850. We love to hear your testimony, because it'll bless somebody else's life. So,
and let me say this too, for anybody that's online, you can type into that comment area, because you'll see that too, won't you? Whereas if they type in a message in that comment area online,
it's
like a little window. Since the phone lines are messed up, that's a nice little plan B.
You can tap it right in. Tap in, hey, we'll respond to it right there. So. Yeah, we working with the technology, but I don't know what's going on with the Blog Talk technology. But y'all know exactly what it is. Really, it's when you try to give God any glory and credit, you know, the devil got to try to get in there and mess it up. But yeah, we veterans, we soldiers at this thing. We gonna work through it. It ain't gonna stop us. Y'all know
that's
he said, no weapon formed shall prosper. So this is another example, but we keeping it moving, y'all. Keeping it moving. Let's see. But Hey, this little thing is getting kind of annoying, though. I can't make it stop. So, y'all, again, thank you for all the support and the love that y'all been showing for the Barber Zone in this past year. You know, we've been going through a lot. God has blessed us in a whole bunch of ways. So, yeah, just thank y'all. Thank y'all. And, you know, the encouragement keeps us moving and keeps us uplifted. So, you know, hit us up anytime. And for those of y'all that I haven't got back to your emails or to the few hundred friend requests on Facebook, I'm working. I'm only one brother, but I'm working hard. So just bear with me. Appreciate it all. So, but, yeah, we gonna work, you know, closer with Chris and Rhoda so we can get the word out. So with that, there's no problem with letting everybody know who sustains you and how they're sustaining you. Because, you know, a lot of us, we get our shops and we get them packed up and we get a few stylists and a little barbers under us in a nice retail area. So now, you know, we ride nice and we live in nice. Everything is push button and automatic. But then you fail to let anybody know who did it.
Right.
Just because your name is on the lease and on the deed don't mean you did.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
So, yeah, just take some time out and say, you know, thank you. Don't let your pride ruin you. Don't let your pride ruin you.
That's what it'll do.
It's done it to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, so hold on. I got a few people hitting me up. They want to know. Hold on, I'm trying to better call in now. Y'all, I'm multitasking, y'all. Tell us brother call in and share. Let's see here. Because I'm sorry, y'all. A lot of y'all, when I say 1 p.m. and I put the EST, that means Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, I forget with this multimedia, mass media, you know, you might be in California and you think it's 1 o'clock your time, so. Trying to get that part squared away. So if you know anybody, hit them up, text them, and let them know we all live right now. And if you're on Facebook or Twitter, if you're on Twitter, retweet it because I'm sending it right now on the Barber Zone page. Oh, let me see. Let me put the little Barber Love tag on here too, and you know, it'll send out to the Barber Love, and we can get a little bit of everybody on here. I mean, because I don't care if you just got a new pair of clippers that you never had before that help you cut more hair or something like that. Hey, that's increasing.
Right.
Look what you didn't have a month before.
Mm-hmm.
That's increasing.
Yeah.
Y'all better learn. It's the little thing. It's the little David that makes changes in the world. The little David. You know? So, let's see here. I'm not putting the number on here. So, Chris, let us know what the association has coming up this year.
Well, we got to get back together and do some things, some restructuring. I know that we were writing a lot of articles, putting a lot of stuff out for a while there, had big plans to do things, and as we did all this planning, we kind of fizzled out on some of the things that we should have been doing here locally. I think we still have connections with the people that we met across the country, and so we'll tap back into those relationships and see what's going on. Maybe start supporting projects that other people are doing. I think our goal was not to create a standalone entity, but an entity that that supports other people's projects. Say, for instance, like we talked about the Barbers International event when we were there. You know, our idea would be to join together with the Barbers International, since most shows have like a Sunday, they cover a Sunday, whether they start on Friday or Saturday or whatever, even if they start on Sunday, we could have a Sunday service on during that event. It wouldn't be it wouldn't be a network function, the whole thing, but the network would sponsor that Sunday service. The goal is to have a service at every event. Right, and I think it's not anything that I'm trying to make a platform for myself. I'm a firm believer that that everything that God needs to project His image is right in our industry right now. It just means that people have to stand up within the trade in the same manner that they do, you know, within the body of Christ. I don't know why we get this divider. You know, I act this way at church, or I think about this at church, but you know, we've created an image of the barbershop that left God out. And so we're getting back to a place where we realize that, you know, we can't function in that sense of duality. We have to be the right who we are. You know what I mean? And so I know that there are people that play instruments in church. There's people who have been through the hoops and got their ministerial thing going. They've, you know, all this is right here within our industry. And what we haven't done is come together and packaged it for the people that are in the industry. And I think that it gives two things to us. One, it gives us a venue to worship. I know that it used to be a decision that I had to make. You know, do I have to do this on Sunday, or are they needing me for this before I go to a hair show? Secondly, it's like, you know, well, I don't want to miss this. I don't want to miss that, you know, going to this hair show. I want to make it so that I'm excited to get to the show and that there is a place and a time for me to worship, and not just worship with my church family at home, but my church family within the industry.
Exactly.
You know? For some odd reason, I just keep seeing this praise and worship team, people singing, people playing keys, playing drums, playing bass, all from, you know, from this industry. And I know it's there. We've talked about it before, but we just never come together on that note.
Everybody come together and you know, on that Sunday, have it just a mass, just wherever you come from, if you sing in the choir or whatever, praise and worship, or like Big Lee Blaze, he played the drums and he played the bass.
Right, he played the drums. Right.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of people, man. I mean, and you know, we all just need to come together in that one place and give God the glory for what He's done. I mean, because that's what the show's about, you know, how He's working through our lives. But we, you know, even beyond speaking that thing individually, we need to speak it corporately, just throughout the industry.
Yeah, you know? just get together where, you know, individuals can see how God has really blessed our businesses, and not just where we can share testimonies, and not just, you know, you give your testimony while you in the booth, while I'm four booths down, I'm giving mine, and just, you know, come together and just share it. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just thinking about
I think that's the main initiative of the Network of Christian Salon Professionals, that we would support the industry, you know, and bring the Christ component to it. You know, I think that we could teach classes. Brandon Buffer, he's doing it with FB3. You know, he's teaching classes with the information that people want. You know, how to run a business, how to interact with clients, how to build your clientele. But really what he's teaching, man, is biblical principle. He's teaching character. He's teaching, you know, from certain biblical accounts, you know, well, this is what happened in the life of David. This is what happened this way. And then, you know, it's the same in your business as you're trying to build, as you're trying to build your business. It's the same thing that we're reading right here. And, you know, he does an awesome job with it, man. You know, I was blown away when I seen him in Atlanta and just sat through that class. You know, I'll never forget that. But that's what we want to do. We want to do things like that. We want to bring Christ in it so that he's part of the fabric of the industry, because I believe that it's our role and our responsibility to be a catalyst for a revival, because we're the ones that touch the lives of the people. So we could be that catalyst. You know, I think that's why God's pouring himself into the individuals in this industry. I think that's why people are seizing territory in this industry and pointing to him after they get it. And it's you know, because it's something big that's coming on the horizon, man. And it's going to be right in this subculture that we're resting in right now. We, you know, all we can see at this point is tight fade, edge ups, and designs. But it's a whole lot more than that. Whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Whole bunch more than that.
Yeah,
man.
That's just a candy that draws people in, you know. That's all it is.
Candy that draws people in on a Halloween day.
Is that what today is? I didn't pay attention to that mess, man.
No, yeah, man. We don't do all that, man. Passing out the candy and dressing up and all of that.
Yeah.
Man, if you're gonna celebrate Halloween, celebrate it in a positive way, in the celebration of the harvest, not the celebrations of the demons or whatever. Ah, man, give it to us. Cause that's what they're having at church tonight. They're having a Hallelujah celebration where it's gonna be at USA East.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out there, bring the kids, skating party, everything. They're handing out candy and all that. So, you know, another thing, so we don't have to be out there with all that craziness that's going on.
Who's doing that? Free pastor?
No, the whole church. The whole church.
The whole church is doing it? Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, they've been doing that for, man, years, long time now, every Halloween.
Do the skate?
Yes, sir. So if you know anybody, bring them out to USA East. They'll be right out there from 6 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what we got to do, man. We got to give these kids alternatives and give them some values.
Yeah.
But y'all gotta realize that's what we use in our businesses for. When God increases your business or increases your staff or increases the awareness of your barber beauty shop in your area, that's what it's for. We're charged with affecting youth life.
Right.
You start with the youth, but we're here to share and care and teach and reach out to those that are having problems in their lives. And we all have problems.
Right.
Yeah, before nobody's perfect. We all have things going on in our lives. They may be different individual problems, but sometimes the principle is all just the same.
Yeah, principles are the same. Answer is always Christ. Some sort of dimension of that Christ component. You know, the answer is always love. You know what I mean? In some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know. So yeah, I sometimes I don't even like hearing the details of the problem. It just makes it all that much more confusing. You know what I mean? Because the answer is going to be the same.
Oh right? Man, yes sir.
Yeah.
Yes sir. And see, this where we have to, and this where we have to let the young brothers know, man, that there is brothers that love you, man. Just because, and y'all, this is where it gets real critical. when you don't have the love of a man in your life, you're missing a whole bunch.
Right.
You're missing a whole bunch. And then if you're not able, then as a man, if you're not able to share the love that God gives you, that's a whole bunch.
Right.
But
you're right.
When you're able to find that love and
mm-hmm.
you're able to share that love, oh my God.
Right.
The world could be so much better if just start with us men.
Yeah.
We're the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We're the leaders of our households, of our tribes,
right.
of our world, of our civilizations. So
yeah.
We gotta be strong in ourselves. You gotta be strong in yourself before you can help somebody else be strong.
Right.
But you gotta realize this. Once you realize that you don't have that strength, and you get with another brother that realizes he doesn't have that strength, and y'all come together, and y'all get in God, and y'all grow in strength together, oh, my God.
Right.
That's awesome right there. Because there's nothing like sharing the goodness of God with somebody else that knows it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's kind of like what I was saying about you in the shot. Too, is because I believe that the responsibility of being a shop owner is very similar to the responsibility of being a father. You know, you may not be raising kids up, you know, in life, but you are raising young barbers, so to speak, up to a place of barber maturity. And again, the principles are the same. So I think it's
exactly,
too many times
exactly.
that the guy that's got the money is running the shop, and that's really all he's got, and that's really all he's trying to get more money. But
he's in it for all the wrong reasons. Hey Chris,
yeah.
Well, hold on a second. I finally got this switchboard back up. I don't know what's going on with the blog
yeah.
talk, but they got it back up. But we got a couple callers back on the line, so. We got a caller in here, man. Chris, wait till you hear this, man. Wait till you hear this. We got a caller calling from the 843. A caller from 843. Welcome to Barbazon Radio. Who we got on the line with us today?
Hey, man, you know, I'm back like I never left. You know what I'm saying? Roderick Samuels, a.k.a. Holy Ghost. We got Christopher on the line, my brother from another mother.
My brother, man.
Chavez Moment, what's going on with you? Hey, man, you know, I had to call in. You know, I'm a little late. I'm actually in Washington, D.C. right now at a health conference. I'm doing my Shop Talk piece. I'm chopping you very familiar with it. And we're taking this thing national, man. And I know that you were talking about how God is sure not me, but it's definitely God. He's working through me to work and spread awareness about colon cancer as well as prostate cancer. I'm partnering with another organization today. But man, I'm in D.C., man, loving life. And I tell you what, man, you know, for all the listeners out there. I know that you see, you know, Roderick Samuels in a light, and, you know, he's doing this, and he's displaced, and whatever the case may be, but you cannot have a testimony without first having a test. And, you know, whatever you see, you know, on Facebook and all other stuff, it's cool, you know, it shows me a good life, but I'll be the first one to tell you that without any type of adversity, you have no life. You have
right.
to go through something to get to where you need to be. And I've been through, whether it's been evictions from buildings, having a vehicle repossessed, when, you know, losing my mother, a number of different things. But that's actually helped to elevate me into the man that I am today. And I'll tell you what, my God is an awesome God, and I will continue to serve him through good, bad, happy, or sad.
Right.
Make it a never mind to me. And for those of us that may be going through a rough time, take a little bit of time, about 15 minutes of your day, to just meditate and ask God to breathe on your situation, because he's very sovereign. He can do whatever he want to do when he want to do it, but you have to have faith and you have to believe. And that's the word. I'm gonna take collection right now, Chop. Go ahead and put the peace towel up. Go ahead and put the peace towel up. You know, people who want to make a donation to the Barber Zone, we're gonna go ahead and just clean around. But this is Robbie Samuels, man. Much love to my boy on the line, my man Chavez, and always remember, God is sovereign.
That's right. Hey, good brother. Hold on 1 second. Don't get off the line. We got the switchboard back. We got a couple people on the line. I got the 512 and the 573. We got y'all coming up. So call us from the 512.
Well, I apologize, Chavez, because I just called in. But I got to go. I got to get back to my booth up here, man. But, hey, much love to these brothers on the line, man. And, hey,
man. All right.
Hey, look for me in the sky. Holler at me, Bert.
Yes,
all
sir.
All right, good brother. Hey, Chris, keep it moving, man. We'll talk. But call us on the 512. Who we got on the line with us this afternoon?
What's going on, Chavez, man? It's AJ from St. Louis, brother. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, AJ? Hey, y'all, this is my man right here. He jumped on the Cool Touch movement, so we've been corresponding back and forth. So I got to say Barbara love to him, but I got to say this for him first. Y'all heard what he said he was from, right? Y'all heard what he said he was from, but I'm going to say, hey, man, congratulations to them World Series championship, man, in St. Louis Cardinals, AJ. AJ, right, man. Congratulations, right?
Congratulations to him, but let everybody know, man, I'm still representing Texas. Hey, congrats to him, but, you know, I take that.
hey, bro, thank you for taking the time out of your shop, man. I know you sent me a message that you're busy here in the shop, but take a minute out, man. Let the people know who you are and let them know how God sustained, maintained, or increased your business here, bro.
Well, first off, I got to give the glory to God. My name is AJ Guillory. I'm out of St. Louis, Missouri. Cutting hair, tease hair design. And you're right, man. It's been a busy day. It's been hectic. I'm normally not open on Mondays, but, you know, in the day. Just going to make it short and sweet. You know, God has put me in situations like the gentleman that just said before, you can't have a testimony until you've gone through a test. And I've been through a lot of them. Even though I've been cutting hair for a long time, I really didn't get in the game till late. But I'm able to bless other people, whether it's by giving them a free cut, taking the time out to listen to whatever their issues or problems are. Just recently, man, I had a cat come in, was just thinking about killing himself. Didn't even notice.
Right.
Linked him up with the barber that was the one of my clients. He's a reverend. Came in the shop. He don't even come in on that day. He has a set day he comes in. He just happened to be in. I put them together. Saved the brother's life, young cat, man, and he's come in and been a dedicated customer ever since then, but just he thanks me every time he comes in. Being able to do that, touch these young cats, you know, whoever I could talk to, you know, I always say, take the time out to listen to other people. You never, ever know what they're going through.
Right.
You know, and that just was a testimony just recently that happened. Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear him.
We can't hear you. We're going to see if we can get this other caller on the line. We got about a minute or so left here on the show. We're going to see if we can get some extra time, but calling from the 707.
Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy DC, man. Zadis representative, man. How's everybody doing today, man? Good Monday. Good off day. Good Sunday. Good Sunday for the barbers. Good day to be fellowshipping with all y'all as well.
DC, what's up?
Hey, DC, I don't know if this is gonna cut off, but I don't know what's going on with these phones, but hey man, let us know in this minute real quick how God has blessed your business out there, good brother.
God has blessed me with, you know, putting me in alignment with all you brothers. All you cats that's on the line right now talking about doing positive things. God put me in alignment with Curtis Smith, Clipper Cundy, put me in line, just helped guide my career. And I mean, if anybody knows anything about DC or Donald Conley, I mean, I don't have a grind pass like any of these gentlemen have said. We didn't say you can't have no test without no testimony without no test. So, yeah, indeed, you know, so God and bless us all. And, you know, if we could just, I guess, you know, wrap up on that. I don't want too much time. I just wanted to just say thank him for blessing me with y'all, man. And just all keep it pushing, man, 2012 and beyond.
Amen.
That's beautiful, brother. Hey, yo, I know we have some technical problems. We might have to do this show again, but for Barber's on Radio, We about to sign off here. If they don't cut us off, we'll keep moving. But if not,
Let's see. Still here?
I'm here.
Chris, you on the line?
I'm on the
DC,
line.
DC, you still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, well, hey, we still moving, man. I didn't know if we've been having some problems with the switchboard and everything, DC, so I didn't know if they was going to cut us off or not. So we still here, brother. Look like we going to, you know, Chris, how we done. We didn't have shows. That's almost been 2 hours long, so... hold on, DC. I got another caller, man, calling in from the 614. Y'all on Barberzone Radio right here, 347-637-3850. Appreciate y'all calling in. Be sure to follow us on barberzone.org, doing this on Facebook and on Twitter. We got a caller calling from the 614-868. Who we have on the line with us today? Caller from the 614. I see you called in. If you'd like to join in on the topic here, he did it, not me. How has God sustained, maintained, or increased your business? Just press 1, and we'll get you in so we can get your testimony so God can let us. You can let us know how God has increased your. Let's see. Oh, they got off. I don't think they got in time. That's an 86 number. I think I know who that might have been. I think that might have been Chris, I think that was Donna Hicks from over there at
Donna.
Love to hear her.
Oh man. Oh
Jesus.
Yes,
but
sir.
Yeah, and you know what? And this is what I'm gonna do. We had so many phone problems or whatever. I'm gonna do this show again next week so we can get everybody in, and because I saw a few people go in and out and they still got this crazy thing about the call. So But, DC, we've been on here with a few problems, man. You know how it is when you're trying to do something good. And look like it just dropped DC's off here, too. But, Chris, we're going to get off here, man. I appreciate you again on the show. So, y'all, this is Barberzone Blog Talk Radio Show. Enter the Barberzone. Find us here every Monday, 1 p.m. And we'll be back next week doing the same show because we had some people got online. But we're going to get it in because we need to hear these testimonies and share God's goodness. So until next week, y'all be blessed. And come see us and come get your head right. Have a blessed one.